Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least 73 people are now dead in a multi-story building fire in Johannesburg, South Africa. A spokesman for the city's emergency services department says another 43 people were injured in the blaze, which broke out early Thursday morning before dawn in the heart of Johannesburg's central business district. One local official said some of the people living in the building jumped out of windows to escape the flames. Seven of the victims were children, the youngest just 1 year old. The emergency services spokesman said the building was used by homeless people. Witnesses say as many as 200 people may have been living in the building. Russian officials said Thursday the country's air defenses shot down a Ukrainian drone flying toward Moscow. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said on Telegram there were no reports of casualties or damage. Ukraine on Wednesday launched a wave of drone attacks aimed at six Russian regions, including hitting an airport near Russia's border with Estonia and Latvia. The Russian news agency TASS, quoting emergency officials, reported that the attack ignited a huge blaze and damaged four military transport planes, which can carry heavy machinery and troops. Meanwhile, Moscow's forces hit Kyiv with drones and missiles with what Ukrainian officials described as massive combined attack that killed two people with falling debris. Army officials in the Central African nation of Gabon have named a new leader to replace ousted President Ali Bongo. General Brice Clotaire Oligui Nguema, chief of the Republican Guard, was designated president of the transitional committee. Oligui is Bongo's cousin. He had been a bodyguard for Bongo's late father, President Omar Bongo, who ruled Gabon for more than four decades until his death in 2009. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The mutinous soldiers announced a coup on national television just moments after the nation's election commission declared that Ali Bongo had won a third term in Saturday's general elections. Opponents say the Bongo family has failed to share the country's oil and mining wealth with its 2.3 million people. Reuters correspondent David Doyle explores the coup's potential impact on its vital economic sectors.
Around 30 commercial ships dropped anchor off the coast of Gabon on Wednesday after military officers said they had seized power and closed the borders. It's a sign of how Western Central Africa's latest coup could have market repercussions. Gabon is oil rich, though at 200,000 barrels of crude a day, it is the second smallest OPEC producer. Total Energies, which has 350 staff in the country, did not immediately respond to a question on whether its operations could be affected. The French oil giant said the safety of its employees and operations in the country was its main priority. However, French miner Eramet said it had suspended its operations. The company is the world's largest producer of manganese ore, thanks to its Moanda mine in Gabon.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Four Chinese tech firms on Thursday launched their artificial intelligence chatbots to the public after receiving government approval as China's government pushes to widen the use of such products amid competition with the United States. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Perhaps the most prominent is Ernie, made by Baidu, the country's top search engine provider. It was originally launched earlier in the year, but hadn't been made available to the public. Unlike other countries, China requires companies to receive clearance before releasing mass-market AI products. But authorities are now stepping up efforts to help domestic firms as AI becomes a focus of competition with the US. Other companies to launch approved products on Thursday include SenseTime Group and two startups. The news comes after U.S. media reports that ChatGPT maker OpenAI is on track to earn $1 billion over the next year.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Repeating our top story, at least 73 people are now dead in a multi-story building fire in Johannesburg, South Africa. A spokesman for the city's emergency services department says another 43 people were injured in the blaze, which broke out early Thursday morning before dawn in the heart of Johannesburg's central business district. One local official says some of the people living in the building jumped out of windows to escape the flames. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.